2 Corinthians chapter 4, we're going to read verse 5 through 11, and then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves, not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2 to 3. Ye are epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. God, I just thank you, Lord, for your touch here tonight. I thank you, God, for your word. And Lord God, that word, Lord, that makes a difference in every life. That word that is sharper than a two-edged sword. God, I just pray right now that you'll speak through your servant. Let your anointing be upon your servant. Speak and anoint every heart here tonight. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise as you're seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you. Written epistles. What are people reading? Written epistles. What are people reading? An epistle is just a letter or something one has written for the good of another. It may contain the revelation of one man's thoughts and feelings to another. The visible creation is a great letter spread out there before the eyes of men, in which we may read the wisdom and the power of God. God's divine care is another letter written by the finger of God, but not to everyone can read it correctly, because it is very frequently read through a glass darkly. And the church is the epistle of Christ, written by the Spirit of God and sent to the world as an expression of his love and grace and power and the manifold wisdom of God. Every Christian is a paragraph of this great letter, written not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Ye are his workmanship. You see, we are living epistles. We are known and read of all men. We are walking Bibles for the world to read. Amen. Some of us declares that God is real and that he changes lives. Others declare that God is a fable and is nothing to be bothered with. This means that we are all ministers of reconciliation. You see, the ministry is not just for the ministry. We are more important than we thought we were. We are in a full-time ministry. Amen? People are reading your every action. People are reading your every words. Our actions and our words, our reactions and our attitudes take on a new significance. You see, people's eternity people's destiny depends on how well our epistles are read. Some of us have to be put aside, compromise for actualize. How few of us live as well for God as we thought we ought to. How many of us say, well, this is okay, or this is not that bad, when we know that this is not okay, and this is not is worse than they thought it was? How many times do we say, who's watching? Or what does it matter when people see us and things, folks, they do matter. You see, our conductors, all conductors are partial resistors. A conductor is a channel for power from one source to another need. And we want to be that conductor. Don't you tonight? You want to be that conductor for Jesus Christ. But the problem is this. The conductor can only deliver as much charge as it does not resist. Amen? Our lives build and destroy spiritual momentum depending on how we treat sin and duty. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. People expect to see miracles and victorious living in the Bible. They expect that. That's what makes it so spectacular when you live it as a normal human. They look in the Bible and they know there's a lot of good going on there. But when they see people, human beings, live this life, amen, it makes them wonder, what in the world do they have? Folks, we need an attitude. We need a relationship with God that displays victory. Amen. We need God to be involved in our family. We need God to be involved in our job. We need God to be involved in our personality. I know we won't be perfect, but we'll be a demonstration of patience, a demonstration of joy. You see, the devil attacks those who give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. The face of Jesus did this directly for God when he was here on this earth. Now we must do the same thing. We must declare Jesus by our lives, by the way we live. Hallelujah. By the way we act and talk. We need to declare Jesus Christ. Folks, you invite the devil when you live by God's word in boldness. Come on. But the devil can only intimidate us and do what God allows us. He can only do what God will allow. Anything God allows to come in your life, it will build character. Amen? I'll say it again. Anything God allows in your life, it will build character if we respond appropriately. Your actions determine what kind of a witness you are. Your actions determine what God wants you to learn. What side tonight of the comma are you living on? What side of the comma are you living on? Are you troubled on every side, or are you not distressed? Are you perplexed or not in despair? Are you persecuted or not forsaken? Are you cast down or not destroyed? Come on. How are you responding tonight? Do you make God smile, or do you make him just shake his head? What side of the comma are you on tonight? Do you rend your garments, wear sackcloth, and cast ashes all over yourself? Do you wonder just how patient God could possibly be? Do you remember the big picture like Job and reaffirm your position? Naked came I of my mother's womb, and naked shall I go thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? We need to ask ourselves tonight, am I here for the ride, or am I here for a purpose? Come on, what is it tonight, folks? Am I here just to skate my way into heaven? Or am I here for a purpose? Am I here to do something for God? Am I here to make a difference in somebody's life? Come on. Worship Him. Hallelujah. We need to turn off the movie mode to participation. Come on. We should lead by example. See, we plan what we do, and we choose our direction. We need to lead by example. We must live out repentance. We must live out sacrifice and submission to God. Folks, it might look like death to those who do not know Jesus Christ, but we know that God uses and dwells in vessels that are clean. We know that life gets exciting when the life of Jesus stops by. Amen? But we need to declare these things with our lives and not just our lips. It's one thing to say what you ought to do, but it's another thing to live it. It's another thing to act it out. You can tell people how great you are and how what a great Christian you are, but how about living it? Hallelujah. We're so good at telling everybody else sometimes what they ought to do, but when it comes down to us, well, that's a different story. Come on. How about living it? So we need to declare these things with the life that we live every day. God, I want to be your channel of blessings for people around me. Are you going to live it? Huh? When God blesses you, are you going to be able to bless others, or are you going to hoard it to yourself? You can tell God, I want to be a channel for you, God. I want you to use me. What else? When He blesses you, are you that channel? I choose to live according to my knowledge of right and wrong. God, I invite the devil to watch me worshiping you with my life. God, I intend to serve you despite life situations, despite circumstances. Can we stand here tonight? Come on, how about it tonight, folks? Do we intend to serve God despite life's situations that come that we don't like? Do we intend to serve God despite circumstances that aren't what we would choose? Are we going to live for God tonight, no matter what? Are we going to be that written epistle that people can read? There's a lot of people that will not pick up a Bible, but there's a lot of people watching your every move. Come on. There's people in this church watching our moves, each other. Are you going to do what's right? Are you going to invite the devil to watch him? Say, devil, I want you to watch me worshiping my God. Come on. Come on. Devil, throw at me what you will. But you're going to see this Christian. He's going to serve God no matter what. No matter what. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to do what's right. Despite the situation, despite the circumstance, I will live for God. As Job said, although he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Come on. How about it, folks? Is there a Christian tonight going to come up here and say, watch me, devil. Watch me go worship my God. Watch me worship him and praise him. Watch me live right. Watch me do what I'm supposed to do as a Christian for Jesus Christ. Come on. What shall we receive good at the hand of God and shall not receive